Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Dr. John with the Cape Fear Comic Con and Cape Fear Halloween Comic Con. We're here tonight for another episode of Comic Con Stars. It's good to have everyone here tonight. We've got a real busy week. And in fact, it looks like we've got a lot of people signing on right now. Give me just a second and I'll see if I can get them on. We got some our guest commentators coming in tonight, so give us just about 30 seconds and we'll get started. All right, Wiley, do we have you on the line? Now,
what's that?
Who we got on the line with us now? Who's that?
Teddy Braswell.
Hey, Teddy Braswell from Swainsboro, Georgia. It's good to have you on here tonight for Comic-Con Stars.
Good to be here.
You're area code 478, right?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Looks like we've got other people signing on. The system was a little bit slow tonight. Who else have we got on? Who's just come on from area code 704?
Hey, John, it's good to be back. This is Kyle Packham.
Hey, Kyle, glad to have you back. And who we got from 678 area code? Who's that?
Hey, this is CJ Haynes from SiegeWorks. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? It's Wiley from SOS Cosplay.
All right, it looks like everybody finally made it on the line. The system was pretty clogged up tonight, but that's okay. Anyway, Dr. John back here with Comic-Con Stars. We've got a great lineup of guests. We have got Kyle Peckham, who in just a few minutes is going to tell us what all happened in Charlotte. He gave us an update last Thursday night, and because we couldn't really get much information from the news, so he's going to tell us in just a little bit how things have been going in Charlotte. And then after that, we've got two superstar cosplayers. We've got Teddy Braswell from Swainsboro, Georgia, and we've got Wiley from SOS Cosplay in the Atlanta area. Both of those gentlemen won at the Florence Cosplay Expo for Teddy and at the Florence Comic Con for Wiley. So we're going to ask them a few questions, talk to them. They can tell us a little bit about cosplay. Well, they can tell us a whole lot about cosplay. What I will tell you is that Comic-Con Stars will be all around the Carolinas this coming week. I can get my list up here. This coming Wednesday night, you can join me, Dr. John, on WCW Retro Maestro, Papastro Maestro. He's got his weekly show on Wednesday evening right here on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'll be there with him about 9:15. This coming Saturday, Papastro Maestro and I will be at the Wilmington Hobby and Toy Show at the Moose Lodge on Carolina Beach Road in Wilmington, North Carolina. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a show that's been around quite a long time. On October the 8th, I will be in Sumter with Ivan Koloff, the great wrestler, and you can see us down there with Carolina Caricatures. October 15th and 16th, we will be at the Fayetteville, North Carolina Comic Con at the Crown Center. That's guaranteed to be a big, big event, a lot of fun. A lot of people will be there. October 22nd, you can see Papastro Maestro and Carolina Caricatures and me, Dr. John, at the Crystal Coast Comic-Con, and that's in Jacksonville at Matt Daddy's. And then finally, on October the 29th, you can come to the Cape Fear Halloween Con, where we've got just a wide range of stars. We've got already five members of five alumni of the Walking Dead cast, and just more coming. So it's going to be a great time there. We're going to be all around the Carolinas. Right now, I'd like to ask Kyle Tecton if he would give us a quick update on how things are going in Charlotte. We haven't heard much news. It's gotten very quiet. So, Kyle, can you tell us what's going on there?
Hi. Yes, I actually can now. Basically, what's going on is that the National Guard had been brought in just basically to keep the peace and to protect buildings. And, well, with the, when they bring in the big guns, everything straightens up pretty quickly. Everything has been absolutely peaceful from Thursday on, and actually there was a large demonstration that was actually outside the Carolina Panthers game today at Bank America Stadium. And, well, I'm proud to say that nothing has happened since. So all it took was bringing in some of the big people, and everything's back to normal. It's quite nice. I actually feel comfortable going back into Charlotte now on Tuesday.
Well, that's good. Well, I know we're all glad that things have calmed down, and we'll just see what happens after this. There's no one knows what the future is going to bring, but let's hope it's a good one. So thank you very much, Kyle, and excuse me, if you'll stay with us as we get our show underway, you know a little bit about cosplay, or well, a lot about cosplay, and so when we get our discussion going with everyone about 11:30 tonight, if you'll join in with us, I'd appreciate that.
That's not a problem at all, John. Thank you very much for
good.
Having me.
All right, first of all, I want to introduce from Swainsboro, Georgia, someone I've known for a little bit now, Teddy Braswell. Teddy, are you still with us tonight?
I am.
All right, well, good. If everybody would, what we're going to do is I posted some pictures on the Comic-Con Stars website, and I've got pictures with Wiley and members of SOS Cosplay on the left-hand column, and I've got pictures of Teddy on the right-hand column. So on there, first of all, Teddy, you'll see that famous picture of you as the Mad Hatter where you won the Florence Cosplay Expo competition on, I believe it was Saturday, September the 10th. What did you think about that, Teddy? Was it a good experience? How did it feel?
Oh, yeah, it's always a good feeling to win. It makes you feel like you've done a good job on your costume. The event was awesome. It was really intimate, and you could get to know everybody pretty good. But it's always fun to dress up and, you know, win. But even if you don't win, it's always fun to, you know, get out, meet new people, and have a chance to dress up and be somebody else for a change.
Exactly. And, you know, there's something else that a lot of people don't know, is you did not put that character, you didn't put the makeup on, you didn't put the clothes on until after you had been at the Florence Cosplay Expo for a couple of hours, right?
Yes, sir. I was actually John Marston from the game Red Dead Redemption, and I was John for a little bit, and then I went and changed, and I did kind of a live demonstration of the Mad Hatter makeup.
So everyone saw that you did all of that yourself. I think that's wonderful. You were there at one
really
of the
fun.
Corner tables doing it, and you had a little bit of a crowd watching you, so that was great. And that picture was taken by someone from the Florence Morning News, and it was actually on the front page of the local section on Sunday, September 11th. So that was quite a thing, having a front page picture when you'd won the Cosplay Expo. Real pleased to see see that. Now, I tell you what, right below you, tell us a little bit about this Joker that you did. And I think you actually did this at a small event, what, about a week and a half ago?
Yeah, it was Batman Day at the comic shop. It was the 76th. Birthday of Batman, maybe. I'm not sure about the number, but yeah, I made basically that whole costume. Ain't it the Heath Ledger Joker?
Right.
I made the whole costume. I got a trench coat from Goodwill and dyed it with Brit dye, but it's a special kind of dye for synthetics because the jacket was synthetic. So I had to get synthetic dye to dye the jacket. And then I sewed the vest. I made the hexagon shirt. I hand drew all the hexagons on the shirt. And I dyed the pants.
Wow, that was
and
a lot of work to put the Joker together. But I think you were very successful in what you did, and congratulations on that wonderful costume. That's a really good job on the Joker, as you said, the Heath Ledger Joker. Let's take a look now right below it, and there's Jack Sparrow. Tell us, first of all, where was this picture taken? A lot of people don't know about a great natural resource down in Georgia.
Yeah, it's a little island called Jekyll Island. And the place that I took the picture was on Jekyll Island, and it's on the, I think, north side of the island, and it's a beach called Driftwood Beach. And it's like this beach that has a bunch of driftwood. It's like full trees just laid over, and it's a beautiful beach.
Right, and there you are as Jack Sparrow. Tell us a little bit about that costume and how you put that together.
Well, the costume is basically all hand sewn. I sewed the vest and the shirt, the white shirt and the blue vest. I sewed the buttons on the vest. I weathered the shirt and everything. I made the wig, made the headband, the red headband. I do my own makeup. The boots were women's boots that I painted brown and put a foamy sheet around the top to make it look like the little cuff he has. And that one took a little bit to do because, like I said, it was all hand sewn, and that's basically the first costume I've ever, you know, hand sewn before. So it was kind of a challenge to get all the patterns right and the sewing right, but I was pretty pleased with how it turned out. Could have turned out a whole lot worse.
Well, I would say it couldn't have turned out much better. That's a really good one. And you mentioned Jekyll Island. I think you and your family are going to be there when Carolina Caricatures will be on December the 11th, right?
I will be. And now it is a Walking Dead filming location. So if you're a big fan of The Walking Dead, you can go down there and look at a filming location now.
Wow, that's great news. I hadn't heard that one. Thanks for letting us know. So everybody come join us on December the 11th on Saturday. And then that
yep.
Comic-Con lasts for 2 days, the 11th and the 12th. And then we've got another bonus up in Charlotte. The Charlotte Comic-Con will be back at the Embassy Suites on December the 12th. So we've got a big weekend of Comic-Cons going on there. You can see Teddy as whoever he comes at down in Jekyll Island. So I can't wait to see what you decide to do down there.
What's that?
No, I was just waiting. You're probably going to be what?
Oh, I'm probably going to be the classic version of the Flash, and then I will put on my Mad Hatter costume, and I'll probably enter the costume contest down there. So, and I'll be doing the footer whacking, so that'll be the first time I'll do the footer whacking in front of people. So it'll be fun.
That'll be great, and so you'll be competing as the Mad Hatter. Well, we certainly wish you the best on that. We hope you get another knock and another win under your belt in that costume.
Well, I appreciate it.
You are welcome. The last one that is actually my favorite, I mean, everyone likes the Mad Hatter, of course, but I think I was talking with your father one time, and he said, you know, he did this Red Dead Redemption, and John, it looks just like Clint Eastwood in A Fistful of Dollars. And your dad's right. And those are some great pictures. One is a picture of you out in the country with a horse, and then you with your head down. Tell us a little bit about that costume. That's how you arrived at the Florence Cosplay Expo, I believe.
It is. The base of the costume was, of course, Goodwill. In the game, he wears a tan undershirt a blue jean vest and just black and white pinstripe pants. And I found the denim jacket at Goodwill, but it was a jacket. It wasn't a vest. So I had to cut the sleeves off and cut some straps and different stuff off to make it look as vesty, if that's a word. I had to make it look as vesty as I could. That way it wouldn't look so much like a jacket, because it was originally a woman's jacket, because they didn't have any men's denim jackets or denim vests. So I had to, you know, compensate with that. But he has a patch on his knee in the game, so I made the patch out of real leather and sewed it on there. And the hat, I actually found at a pawn shop. The hat's usually like $80, the one that I needed. And I found that one at a pawn shop. And the shotgun that I wear on my back was a Walking Dead Nerf shotgun. It's the little foam, it's the guns that shoot little foam darts. Used that, spray painted it, and made it look as real as I could. And the satchel that he wears, I used foamy sheets, the 5mm foamy sheets you can buy from Hobby Lobby. They're like $1.29 a piece. Just used those and glued them together into like a rectangle and made like the satchel part. And that's basically the bulk of the whole costume.
Well, it was a great costume, and a lot of people liked it when you got there to the Florence Cosplay Expo, especially me. So, look, thanks for telling us a little bit about those costumes that you've done. We're going to talk to Wiley now, and then I'm going to have a couple more questions for you in a few minutes, so don't go away.
All right.
All right, and Wiley, from SOS Cosplays, you are down there in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's good to have some winning cosplay artists on here. Well, we're all just stunned at yours. I mean, let's face it, Spawn is a spectacular piece of work. You won the adult division of the Florence Comic-Con. Tell us a little bit about Spawn. And first of all, why did you pick Spawn? I think that's a good question. And then tell us a little bit about how you made it.
I chose Spawn because everybody else is always doing Marvel and DC. And I chose Spawn because Spawn is one of the only characters that is established on his own outside of Marvel and DC. He's part of an independent comic called Image Comics. And he's, I think, one of the only characters that ever have his own comic, video game, movie, and animated series. So
okay.
That's pretty much the reason why I chose him, because he's uncommon.
Yeah, that's right. Now, how did you go about making it? Tell us just a little bit about that. That's what I think a lot of people would like to hear.
It started with me wanting to learn latex and silicone. So I actually have a friend who works for The Walking Dead, and he was kind enough to walk me through making molds and casting and stuff like that. So after learning for about 4 months, I ventured off into doing actually the molding of it myself. And altogether, it took about, I would say, a good 6-7 months to put it together.
Wow, that's impressive. That's a lot of work, but just a great result. Have you, other than Florence, was Florence the first time you had shown Spawn?
No, a few weeks before he actually debuted at Dragon Con, and he was a real big hit at Dragon Con. I could barely move without being bombarded with pictures.
I know when you were there at the Florence Comic-Con, you were over at the Carolina Caricatures booth, and you just constantly had a crowd around you wanting to take pictures.
I did, and that's pretty much every con I go to now. When I debut a spawn at that con, I'm just bombarded, and I mean, I enjoy it. It gives me a sense of, I guess, pride that it turned out as well as it did.
Absolutely. Well, that was a great one, and congratulations on winning that very large Comic-Con's cosplay contest. Now, SOS Cosplays is not just you. It includes a group of very talented individuals. I've got pictures. I put a couple of pictures of them up there. First of all, tell us a little bit about A.
Yes. I met her through Facebook, and we've talked for quite a while. A is one of SOS Cosplay's models. She is actually our representative in Thailand. So she's a Thailand cosplayer. And she makes all of her work and actually does commission work and stuff too for people who want to check her out. You can find her on our SOS Cosplay page.
Okay, great. And by the way, I've got a link to the SOS Cosplay page and to Teddy Braswell's page at the top of this, so everyone can easily find Teddy. Now, tell us about Vicky Mouse.
Vicky Mouse, we got in contact through actual like gaming. She is she's an up-and-coming, becoming a very well-known Twitch TV game streamer. You can find her at xvickymouse on Twitch and follow her. She's an amazing, amazing gamer, and she recently broke into the cosplay with us. She decided she wanted to cross over and be a model, and she's also been taken under my wing, learning the trades of, creating your own cosplays. She actually helped do an Akali cosplay from the video, the online game League of Legends. She's very nice. She's very friendly. She's got a pretty good eye for art. She's a very good, talented painter.
Yes, you have to have talent in areas like that. We saw Teddy talk about how he had to paint his hat for Red Dead Redemption. So I think obviously she's very talented, and she's a good addition to your group. Now, what about this very striking lady named Sky?
Sky, actually, we met over a year ago at Dragon Con through Mortal Kombat cosplaying, and ever since then, we've just been back and forth about working together, and she came with us, and we kind of worked together with her being a model representative of us. And we recently made a well-known cosplay, because all the girls at Comic-Con would do a version of Spider-Man, which is called Spider-Gwen. So we decided to go a little bit different with that and go with a Venom, which is Spider-Man's, like, a big foe of his. We went with a Venom off-spin of Spider-Gwen and went with a Venom-Gwen.
Right.
But she herself, she's a really short girl. She's like 4'11", but she's got an amazing eye for cosplay, and she does really good model of work, and she's getting pretty well-known herself.
Well, you got a great group of people here. You know, it's interesting. It doesn't matter how good the people are. You can't capture them in a camera. It's lost after the event's over, isn't it?
It very much is. And after that event is over, we got to, stay current and everything. And that's where we actually have our own photographer.
Right, the picture down below Sky is done by CJ, and I believe you brought CJ with you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. He should be on the line, and he would be able to inform you a lot better than I about his photography.
CJ, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you add to SOS Cosplays by bringing these characters to life after they're finished.
It's a bit of a fun adventure. We all get to go to cons, have a bit of fun, get a little bit of partying in because it's a con. But after the con, everybody always wants to take something back with them. What did I do? How good was this accomplished? And it's really nice to be able to work with these guys and gals and put together some good work for them and be able to have promo material and even for some of them sell prints. Whole lot of fun.
Well, that's great. Now, how long have you been doing photography?
I started about just a little over 2 years ago and only started getting serious about a year ago from now, actually diving headfirst into it.
Right. Photography is like anything else. You have to do it full-time and all the time to get good at it, don't you?
It's something you have to keep with you at all times. There's very rarely any days that I don't have my camera either in my car or with me because even if it's not cosplay, if it's something where there's a moment that just looks right, you just kind of have to be able to grab the camera and work with it. You can take it back home and do minor touch-ups later, but you do have to grab the moment when it exists. You can't recreate it later.
That's exactly right. Well, that's a beautiful picture that you took, and we look forward as time goes on to see other samples of your work. I'd like to have SOS Cosplays on again in a couple of months, and we can see exactly what you've been doing and what you've been up to.
Absolutely. We plan on having a couple of fun shoots with half the members of SOS here in the next couple of months, so hopefully we'll have some good updated images for you.
Well, that'll be great. Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask both Teddy and Wiley just a couple of questions so we can find out a little bit more about themselves and their abilities in cosplay. Teddy, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I am.
Good. First question I've got for you is, when did you get started in cosplay, and when did you find out you really liked it?
I was 8 years old, maybe, so I've been doing it for about 9 years. And I first started out with a Assassin's Creed costume, because I had just got into video games and everything. And I made it, and I really enjoyed it. And it wasn't till I was 13, maybe, that I went to my first convention, and I was Leonidas from 300. And I got a lot of pictures taken and everything, and I just loved, you know, being in that atmosphere and dressing up. Because usually before then, I could only dress up around Halloween time, and Halloween's always been my favorite day. I'm not sure if it's holiday or not, but it's always been my favorite, you know, way to dress up and everything. So I've always liked dressing up. So whenever it comes to conventions, it's even more fun because you get to hang out with more people that love doing the same thing that you do. So whenever I found out that there was other people like me, it made me love it even more.
That's a great story. Wiley, how about you? When did you first get started in cosplay, and when did you realize that you liked it?
First got started in cosplay a little over, I think, 6 years ago, and probably should have went probably the same way Teddy went. I probably should have went his route and went through, like, smaller cons and kind of worked my way up to it, but I kind of went into it, you know, and jumped into the deep end and went in, and my first con was Dragon Con, which is, I think, the second largest con in the world.
Right. Who did you go as to Dragon Con?
I got so nervous that I had no idea what to go as, and then so to mask my nervousness, I went with one of my all-time heroes, and that is Mr. Four Touchdowns in a Single Game, Al Bundy. From Married with Children. And
that's
I didn't really expect
an interesting pick.
Yeah, I didn't really expect too much from it, but a lot of people started noticing who I was, and they started taking a bunch of pictures, and then I kind of got the feel for being in front of the camera, and I was like, I really enjoy this. So from that point on, I was like, I'm going to start making my own stuff and getting bigger and better and seeing how many pictures I can get of me.
Well, now, that's a good way to do it. The more pictures, that means more people that like you. So who are some of the other characters that you have done that you've enjoyed over the last couple of years?
Are we still talking? We were talking to Teddy. I was listening to this. I wanted to hear that.
Oh, no, I'll ask you.
I've done Smoke from Mortal Kombat. He was a pretty big hit. That's when I think that's the first time I ever ran into CJ, if I'm not mistaken. But I've also done the Pink Panther, King Julian. I think those were probably the biggest ones I've done that really got an attention. The other ones were just kind of small bits that, you know, were just kind of off-side projects, like from Saturday Night Live and things like that.
Okay, great. Well, let me ask you this. If you have some pictures of some of those, if you'll just send those to me, I will be glad to put them up on our archive website. I know if you wouldn't mind, I think people would probably like to see those.
I will definitely get those to you.
Well, thanks a lot. Now back to you, Teddy. You seem to be doing a new character every week. On Facebook, I see, you know, what you're doing and you're working on it and how you're making it. What are some of the favorite characters that you have portrayed in the last few years?
Some of my favorites are probably Jack Sparrow, Nurse Joker, when the Joker and the Dark Knight blew up the hospital. The purple trench coat, the regular version of Heath's Joker. Mad Hatter, Iron Fist from Marvel Comics. I've done so many, I'm not even sure. Looking around my room. Go ahead.
No, speaking of Mad Hatter, when he first met you, I believe it was Jekyll Island last year, and you had the Mad Hatter on. Is that correct?
I don't think so. I think I was Nurse Joker at Jekyll.
Okay, that's right. And then we saw you as the Mad Hatter at Heroes Con in Charlotte this past year.
Correct.
Right. And when was the first time that you brought the Mad Hatter out? Do you remember?
The first time was probably,
yeah.
Oh, man, I don't even remember. I think it was, I think a convention in, I'm drawing a blank. I think it was in Macon, Georgia.
Okay, so that would have been last year, correct?
No, it's this year because I started on it Christmas of last year, and I just got it done August of this year. So I've been working on it about 8 months maybe. So I had it done for a convention in maybe April or May, so I'm thinking it was Macon.
Okay. Excuse me. That's great. Now, I tell you what, I've asked a lot of questions here. I'd like for the two of you and Kyle, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good. I'd like for you guys to just talk a little bit because I know people would be interested in some of the things that you just got to say to each other and some questions you've got. Wiley, I know you guys are all experts. What do you want to ask Teddy right now?
Probably one of my questions would be about makeup. I've never been really good on the makeup part. I can do a lot of things. I just really fail at makeup. Like, I attempted to do the Mad Hatter at one point in time, and I ended up getting, like, that white face paint from, like, Party City or something like that. It was an epic fail. But, yeah, I just cannot get the hang of makeup.
Makeup is really, you know, trial and error. It's, you've got to do it over and over. It's really going, doing it and going back and refining things, because I know I've done Mad Hatter probably 600 times to try and get it as close as I can to the movie. There's a wide range of different makeups you can use. I personally like Ben Nye and Mehron, because those are the best quality makeups there are. I don't buy from Walmart or, you know, party stores or anything like that. I buy straight from, like, Ben Nye or Mehron, and that's your best, you know, your best outlet to get very high quality makeup.
Well, thanks for that, Teddy. Kyle, do you have a question for Wiley, Mr. Spawn himself?
Actually, yes, I do. Wiley, you mentioned, well, I don't know if you had mentioned or not, but what did you say that you started to fashion your Spawn out of? Was that like Warblock, craft foam? What was that?
Actually, Spawn was made straight from just a clay model. Started out with a clay model and had to go in and detail it, and then from that we poured latex, a mixture of latex and silicone over it, and we had to let it sit in and peel it off the mold, and that's where that started. And then after that, you could just, it's kind of like a rubber suit basically after that, and then you just go back and paint it.
Okay, yep. It looks absolutely amazing. I mean, I've never tried anything like that before. When I was looking at some pictures of that, my first thought was, oh my God, how many man hours did he spend shaping that? And well, now that you're saying that it was a mold, I'm absolutely taken aback by that. It just looks absolutely wonderful. I mean, what was your time frame that you said you did on that?
The actual suit itself didn't take as long as I thought. It took about 3 months, but to learn the techniques for latexing and molding and everything and studying under that professional friend of mine, it took all of about 7 months.
Wow. Wow, it definitely paid off.
Wiley, this is Dr. John. I've got a quick question for you. You said that you used clay.
Correct.
Did you dry that and have it set in a kiln, or did you air dry, or did you create your mold and then just let it air dry and then put the latex on top of that?
It was actually, there's a clay that you can buy. It's an artist clay. It's a fast drying clay that,
okay,
as you shape with it, you have to continuously put water on it or else it'll dry out really fast. But you want to continuously put water on it as you're shaping it so it doesn't dry out too fast. That way you can continue shaping it.
How many pounds of clay did you have to do this?
I think we started with about 20 pounds of clay. And then as we cut it down, we just continued to, like, we'd make, like, a chess piece, and then from the chess piece, we would just strip down the mold and redo the, like, remold all the clay back to a ball shape, and then we would start over with another piece.
That took a long, long time. I remember I took a ceramics class in college, and just what you're talking about, it did take months and months. That's a great piece of work that you've done. Kyle, do you have a question for Teddy?
Yeah, actually, Teddy, if you don't mind here, I was sort of looking through some of your other your cosplay pictures and everything. I'm looking at your flash suit that you've been building here. That looks absolutely great. If I may ask, what did you use for the armor and the helmet on that? I'm particularly interested in the helmet because that turned out absolutely great. I know the listeners haven't seen a picture of this, but just from looking at it, you know, it's shaped to your head and everything. I haven't seen one that looks that good that comes from a store or something. I wasn't sure if that was actually a scratch build or if you had started with something as a base for it.
Yeah, I used the 5mm foam from Hobby Lobby, and there's this guy on Facebook named Zing Prod, XCINGPROD, and he actually has some great files for a flash helmet. But the problem is shaping it to your head. So I had to make 3 different helmets until I got it to fit my head right. And the only problem is whenever you do it, you have to build it out of paper first and make sure the fit's right before you put it on foam. So it's really a challenge of getting shape right. The building part is easy, because it's just cutting and gluing and shaping with a heat gun. But it will look weird if you start building it without heat. It will look weird because it's got no definition. So whenever I put it on like a Lucha Libre mask, like the wrestling masks, so I had to take some heat and, you know, form it, and that's how I got it to fit my face pretty good. I wouldn't do it out of any kind of thicker foam, because if you get thicker foam, it won't fit your face as snug and it'll look kind of bulky. Always go for the thinner foam.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, you're saying you were using, you know, you're doing everything out of paper now. You're doing, I know it as Pepakura, but you're doing papercraft and everything, correct?
Some. Now, like the armor was totally freehanded. I didn't use any templates for the armor. That was completely free-handed armor.
That looks absolutely awesome. I mean, I'm just assuming, you know, you're sort of a trial and error with paper templates, you know, just to fit your body and everything like that.
Oh yeah, sometimes I don't even use templates. I just cut out a foam and hope it fits.
A little bit of trial and error never hurt, did it, Teddy?
Nope. Hadn't yet.
All right. I've got a question for you. What were you talking about when you were talking about the Lucha Libre masks? Because, again, I'm interested in wrestling. You've made some, or what have you done with those?
Oh, I hadn't. I was just kind of referencing them because the way it looked and the way it fit, it fit kind of like one of the wrestling masks that they wear. Now, you probably could make one out of the templates that I use because it's exactly the same as the masks that they use. So you could honestly probably make one out of the templates for this.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you this. Whenever I needed to get masks, I just have to buy them from Mexico because the things that you can get around here in the United States are not very good, and they really do know how to make those masks down there in Mexico. They're a lot more expensive, but they certainly do look better. You know, they look like the real thing. And in fact, it was kind of neat. Did anyone see the Google Doodle from about 4 days ago? When they honored El Santo, the Mexican wrestler, they had a big spread about him, and it was kind of neat to see a cosplayer and a wrestler all in one being honored by Google. I think that did a lot for everybody. CJ, are you still with us?
Absolutely.
Good. Tell us a little bit about the camera setup that you've got. I mean, your photographs look great. What all do you have to help make it that way?
Oh, good Lord. Are you looking for software or physical hardware?
Well, tell us both if you don't mind.
Yeah, not a problem. Started with Nikon Nix software, which was not great back when I used to shoot with them. Since then, I've moved over to Adobe, which, of course, everybody knows of Adobe Photoshop for obvious reasons. But they also have an application that I prefer a little bit more for softer edits or more somewhat realistic looks, and it's called Lightroom. The edits are quite like creating a giant flying spaghetti monster, but you can most certainly smooth over faces, details, correct all your lighting issues, all that kind of fun jazz right through Lightroom. The predominance of what I use for most of my software needs. For hardware, that list gets a little longer. Currently shooting with a Canon 5D Mark III, few series of lenses that I prefer, a 2-strobe headset from Paul C. Buff, the Einstein 640s. I also have 2 smaller inner fits that I use for backup lights and for, you know, riding from the rear, as well as an assortment of 5 speed lights, the smaller flashes you usually see on cameras, whenever I'm kind of shooting on the go.
Gotcha. Do you ever do photo shoots where you bring lights and use those?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like I said, my the Paul C. Buff Einstein 640s, I have 2 of those. Those are full-size strobes, as we call them, the big old lights that pop the really high volume of light out. I have 2 of those and then 2 smaller ones that I use as well for backups and small accented lights.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. I tell you what, let's go around the table one more time and give everybody a chance to ask a question. Joe, have you got a question for Mr. Teddy?
Actually, I had a question towards CJ because I don't really get to speak to him very much as we're shooting and everything. And
well, that's
us
great.
Being,
ask away.
Us three being cosplayers, I'm pretty sure we'd also like to know, as cosplayers, how do we do a better job for the photographers? That way, you know, we look better in our pictures and stuff like that. How do we go about doing that?
It's not currently. There's a few things that are handy. First and foremost, you have got to relax. Kind of like I'll be in on here, there's probably a lot of us that are already a little bit, you know, tense or whatnot, but relax, breathe. If you're all tensed up, your body's not going to look right. Everybody's going to see it with the final imaging. I can't completely move your shoulder joint down because your shoulders are hunched up when you're nervous. It attributes to body language in general. Listening to a photographer on how they want you to pose, because you are always going to, for the most part, practice your own posing, hands out, where your feet stand. But depending on what the photographer is wanting, he may want you to position just a hair bit different, and it can make volumes of difference depending on what we're working with our lights, as well as the angling of the background. Maybe we want to get some random person that's, you know, playing with a bug in the background. We just don't want that scene, so we need to move and kind of change what you're doing just a hair bit. But between practicing your own poses, which hopefully we all do here, I'm sure, given the quality of the work I've seen from everybody present, and of course from you with Shoot Me in the Past, is just listening. Try and take it as constructive criticism. We're not trying to be mean. We're just trying to get you a better shot. And relax. It makes a whole lot of difference.
Good advice from a pro. That's great. All right. CJ, have you got a question for either Teddy or Wiley?
I actually got one for Teddy. I'm curious because you seem to with a variety of different cosplays, do immaculate makeup work in both your Joker and your Mad Hatter. How long have you been doing makeup for, and how long of a study do you usually do for a specific series of makeup before you finally think that it's good enough to really show up in public? Because both of these are immaculate.
Well, thank you. I usually do the makeup, you know, I'll sit in the bathroom because that's where I usually do most of my makeup because that's where the best mirror and the best lighting is. And I'll sit in there and I'll do the makeup and I'll look at it and look at a picture. And if, like, shading is going off to the left when it should go off to the right, I'll just go back and with a makeup wipe and wipe it off and, you know, just wipe it off and then redo it and try it until, you know, basically I get it right, which could take, you know, somewhere between an hour or a day or a week of constantly getting home from school or on weekends and sitting in there and doing it till I get it basically kind of looking right.
It pays off. It looks great.
Well, thank you. And what was your other question?
Yeah, that was my main one. I did actually have a side question, because your wig in the Mad Hatter, how did you manage to pull off getting, there's curl, there's fray, there's a lot of frizz to it? Like, how long did that wig specifically take? Because for me personally, I do minor cosplay on the side because it's still fun. Wigs are my biggest weak point. How long does it take you to usually prep one of your wigs, or what process do you go through for that?
Honestly, the wig was bought from a party store, and it kind of looked like Shawn White's hair whenever you took it out of the pack. So I took it home, and I brushed it and cut it to the shape I wanted. I sprayed hairspray on it and kind of teased it up, and that made it kind of, you know, stick out like it's supposed to. And, you know, I just throw it in a box, and whenever I get ready to use it, just take it back out, and it usually stays the way I need it to. I usually don't prep any of my wigs except maybe my Jack Sparrow, which is basically taking a little bit of gel and going on the ponytail and stuff to get it setting right. But other than that, I really don't prep any wigs, honestly.
Really? Nice. Looks good. Awesome work.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great work, Teddy. Kyle, have you got a question for somebody?
Yeah, actually, this will sort of go out to everyone here. Now, I'm relatively new compared to the rest of you guys to cosplay and to conventions and everything like that. Basically, I want to know, like, do you have any tips for someone who's just starting out or someone who's just trying to sort of get out there and enjoy themselves and everything, like, any tips for, you know, anything like that? I know that's been one of my biggest things I have trouble with. Like, sometimes it's around, like, again, it is around photographers, or it is around this or around that. Sometimes the groups of people, like just what are some tips that can help with that?
Just get out and do it, basically. Have fun. That's what cosplay is all about, is having fun. And I know I was quick to jump on it, but that's always a question I usually get. And that's the way I had to do it, was do it. I mean, have fun. Because that's what cosplay is all about, is having fun and enjoying the character and being with other people that enjoy the same character. And it's always fun to be able to get out and enjoy a character with someone else. So,
yeah,
like I said, just get out and do it.
Yeah, I agree with Teddy on that. I get asked that a lot, too. And, like, originally starting out, no one, like, helped me on it. And I was always nervous. And I was always kind of shy about talking to people or going up to photographers or, you know, getting my picture taken or, you know, just meeting people in general. And I found that the best way to get into it was, one, if you're going to start making your own stuff, just realize that you're going to mess up a lot. And since you know that it's not going to come out perfect the very first time, unless you're extremely lucky, just don't stress, because then you'll keep messing up and it'll just, you know, weigh on you. And then the other thing would be, when you're just starting out, try to find someone that you identify with. Like, what broke me out really big in cosplay was I identified with Deadpool. Deadpool allowed me to, you know, be someone that I wasn't, and I got to go around and just basically poke fun at people and be completely out of character. And it kind of helped, too, that I had a mask on, so no one actually got to see my face. So, I mean, it's really easier if you just jump in with a character that you know a lot about and are able to, like, I guess, emulate. And that should probably help you ease into the cosplay factor a lot more.
Okay, yeah, that's been one of my biggest problems. I know if there's been a character that I've been heavily invested in, I've been able to pull off the character well and everything, where it's either been something where somebody doesn't know the character or something, or it's just not as recognizable. I mean, luckily I've sort of found a little niche. There's been a couple of different cosplays I've done where I've sort of been able to pull off the character decently. I know that really, I think that that's been my biggest problem though, is just trying to be in character and everything. I know you don't have to be in character the whole time and everything, but it just makes everything a whole lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree with Wiley on that. Don't ever get discouraged, because once you get discouraged, sometimes you may lose your love for that character, and you never want to get discouraged about it, because once you get discouraged, sometimes you stop having fun. And like I said earlier, cosplay is all about fun, and you never want to stop having fun with it.
They're spot on, top to bottom. As far as dealing with photographers, there's photographers are no different than cosplayers. Everybody's looking to do their own thing. With cosplayers, some people are really big into wearing them. Some people are good wanting just to make them. Others just want to make props. People like me, as far as our cosplay love goes, we like capturing it. Don't feel shy about being near photographers. A lot of them are just going to want shots anyway. If they don't ask for your photo, it's because, in all reality, if I go to cons and take photos of every single person I go through, I'm physically bleeding out my eyeballs in photos to edit when I go home. It's nothing personal. There's great cosplays that I skip over every single con, and I memorize them. I'm like, wow, that is absolutely staggeringly amazing. But I don't have time to go home and then edit every cosplay that I find, you know, beautiful and amazing work. So don't feel discouraged if there aren't a whole lot of photographers asking for your photo. Your work is your work. Have fun. Be in character if you need to, and have an awesome day.
Now, I have a question for everybody. When you see a cosplayer, do you think if they have a certain voice key to that cosplay or that costume, do you think it makes that costume that much better if they have a voice to go along with it?
Like, as far as getting in, like, the character-wise?
Like character-wise, like Jack Sparrow. You know how Jack Sparrow talks?
Right. I personally more enjoy the look more than the voice, but I will have to say at Dragon Con, there was a guy there, and everybody probably has seen him on Facebook or, you know, YouTube, and that would be the real Peter Griffin. That guy has a voice down, and he, yes, that guy is an amazing voice person, and that made that all more enjoyable. So I would say at least getting close to the voice and mannerisms probably goes a long way with, I guess, if you have any mistakes with your cosplay or anything like that, to, you know, I guess it would smooth over that area.
Yeah,
I would definitely, if I was interrupting there, I would definitely say that the mannerisms and everything have a huge key in helping to present the character to the public and everything like that. Like, one that's really stuck out with me at Heroes Con earlier this year, there was another Jack Sparrow I had seen. I don't think it was you, Teddy. I don't know if you had done Jack Sparrow then or not, but this fellow that I had seen, I mean, I just don't know what it was. I mean, his cosplay was perfect, but he had the drunk walk. He had the slurred speech. It was, I mean, he was acting like a ladies' man. It just made the character that much more memorable.
Hey, Kyle, I'm going to have to stop you there. We've got 10 seconds left. I want to thank everyone for being on tonight. I'm going to invite you back in about a month. Thanks a lot for being here with Comic-Con Stars. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.